Session 11. Session 11. Live stream.
Oh, yeah. All you Redemption Podcast back at it. You know what I'm saying? Back for another week. Back sharing another topic. Back with the fam. Just having a conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yes, indeed.
You know? Go ahead.
So let's jump right into it with the IOU moments for this week.
I bet. Go ahead. So, like we say, we always like to hear everybody with the IOU moments. And, you know, my IOU moment today is a question for the people. It's a rhetorical question that you can, you know, answer yourself. Did you get better today? What I mean by that is, I remember when I started my baseball camps, the first year I had my camp, we put on the back of the shirts, "I got better today" for the kids. And, you know, that came from just a realistic point of view of life that, you know what I'm saying, that I like to think about, because, you know, sometimes it takes time for big change, right? For maybe some of those long-term goals and maybe some of those big achievements to take place. Yeah. But I really feel like, bro, every day we get up, you could get a little bit better. You can be better than you were yesterday. Even if it's your mind state changes, you know what I mean? Just like, well, I'm not even thinking the same way I was yesterday. Today I'm motivated. Today I'm focused, or you know what I'm saying? I'm not as down or as doubtful today. That's change. You know, for the people that's kind of struggling with some of those long-term thoughts and goals in their minds, you know, at the end of your day, just think about it. Did I get better today? Just today, because tomorrow's not promised and you'll never see yesterday again. Did I get a little bit better today? Did my mind get a little bit better today? Did I take some type of step towards whatever I say I'm working towards today? So it's simplest form. Did I get better today? That's what I got for the people. Just think of those little things. Did I get better today?
Yeah, that's what they usually tell you at when you're in practices for college or any type of sport. Did you get better today? Even when you're going to lift weights, the gym, working out, did you get better today? So you got there, but did you get better today? You woke up, but did you get better today? So that's something that everybody should keep every time, every day, at every minute of their lives.
Absolutely.
So my IOU moment today is this, and I'm kind of fired up today. I might be a little bit more aggressive today because it's just one of those days. But stop waiting for opportunity.
Right.
Create it. No one is coming to save you. And one, I watched something yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. I won't say who or what because I don't know. I want to talk to this person. Maybe he's listening. But I just have a standard of how I'm living, how I want things to be laid out, how I want my house to be, how I want my kids to see things, and what normal things I want them to think is normal. You right. understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want them to understand, like, what's normal, what's not normal, like nice things. Not having to live through poverty, not having to worry about lights getting turned off, not have just like the bare minimum. I'm so sick of that. And I want to tell people out there, it looked like you waiting for opportunities.
Like they think it's going to fall on their lap.
Yeah. We in our 30s now. For my people, like my friends, we in our 30 sums now. It looked like you're still waiting for opportunity. And I'm so sick of looking back and seeing, you know, some of my friends just stagnant, just standing there, not moving. And you got to go create opportunity. Like, you got to sit back and realize that you might have went through poverty yourself, the struggle, and now you're dragging your kids through that too.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When I look at something like that, I look at when you used to see the kids on the TV shows, right? Not the TV shows, but like the commercials, and they're like, they need money. They show them like hungry and stuff, like anorexic things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I picture like kids being like that, who are not afforded the opportunities of life, because you dragging them through everything that you went through as a child. Why you want to recreate that for them? Why you can't figure this out? Why you can't go back to school if you think you need to? Why you can't? And I'm tired of people using the excuse of, I got a felony, I got this, I got that. My brother had all that.
Right.
That ain't stopped him. He at his peak right now.
Man.
And got a job. He started from the bottom and he running everything now. Like
life's good. Life's good for him. Yes.
I'm sick of people like using these things as excuses, and all you're doing is you're waiting for opportunities. You won't create it. Nobody's coming to save you, and now you're dragging your kids through this. It's a mess.
Yeah.
Get yourself together. Get your life together. Stop messing around and get your life together, because now you're impacting other generations.
Right.
That's what I got to say about that.
Which is, you know, and I think that's going to tie into what we got to talk about today. And we're going to get into that, but I would just say, with that mindset of, like you say, something, opportunities going to fall in my lap or something else, or it's like, and I don't know what you got talking, what you talking about. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Me and you been so busy. We haven't talked on the phone for a few days. So I have no idea what got you, your spirit fired up like that, but I can relate. But there's the thing that, because I care so much, I can relate, right? I've had people's problems fluster me and get me upset. And, you know, I just really want them to get it. I really want them to do better for themselves. I really want them to do better for their family or something else. But ultimately, you can't want more for people than they want for themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I
like,
struggle with that, though.
But, bro, hold on. You can want the world for me. You understand that? But if I don't want it for myself, you can't do nothing about that, bro.
Yeah.
You just wasting time away from your family, time away from your own goals and dreams. If G White want to be a bum, if I want to be a bum and I don't want to do nothing with my life and I want to sleep under a bridge, leave me alone. Let me sleep under that bridge. Maybe come and try to talk to me a few times. But if I'm comfortable on the ground, leave me on the ground, bro. Because now you wasting your time. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? That's not cold, bro. I'm just saying I have a very giving heart. And you got a giving heart. So what I'm saying is you still can't change who you are. You should still love on people, help people, motivate people, you know, help hold them accountable and things of that nature. But if somebody is truly comfortable living in that environment, like, or that situation or that mindset, and they don't want to be delivered from it. I had one of our friends from back in the hood tell me one time, he looked me straight in my face. He said, hey, man, I'm from East Hammond. He say, he like, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm going to be. That's probably where I'm going to die, straight up. And I stopped talking to him about trying to get him out. I stopped talking to him about, you know what I'm saying? Because at that time, that's letting me know, like, G White, I appreciate you. I hear you, bro. You always coming with the positive word. You always coming. But this is what I want to do. I want to get drunk and sit under a tree all day.
So let me clarify this. I'm talking about people who will reach out to you and ask you for guidance, or ask you what you think about this or something like that. Like,
oh yeah,
that's different. Now I understand what you're saying about a person who ain't on that level. But I'm talking about a person who like, who be like, one minute they I'm doing this, doing that, and then 3 weeks later they back just chilling. Like that irritate, it bothers me so much, and people don't realize that, like, this second that you have this thought right now is gone. Mm-hmm. Now that's in the past.
Right.
Just think in those terms, like right now, the second right now is gone. Like it's like your time is so precious. You don't have no time to be playing around. And when I see these things, people just comfortable with the bare minimums that they got and they're not striving for nothing else. And now you don't realize that you're putting your kids through the same poverty mess that you've been trying to get out of.
Yeah,
because your actions.
Yeah.
Anyway, that.
Yeah. So you know, hey, I'm picking up what you're putting down, and I appreciate the energy you're bringing tonight, brother. So you know, without further ado, let's get into our
continue
topic.
This. Wait, yeah, well, let's drop. Let's, we can continue this yeah, afterwards. Yeah. But
let's get to work. Let's get to work. I like this.
Let's go.
Like
let's
this.
Start it.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Cool. Before we get into the topic, let's answer a couple questions. So to Georgie said, what's your opinion on not moving forward on a day that you receive some difficult news? Is it okay to just take a day to absorb and regroup, or should you just, you know, block it and keep it pushing?
So let me answer that, because I know what she's talking about. That's another whole situation I'll tell you about later. Listen, these things that happen, like they just happen, like boom, 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 like back to back to back to back to back.
Yeah.
So you remember what I told you about my family member, like weeks ago, something like that didn't happen, but anyway, so I'll answer that question and say, I'm doing this podcast, right?
Right.
I'm answering the question, because the same thing you going through, I'm going through. I'm answering the question. I'm doing the podcast.
Right.
You got to keep moving forward. Like, there was this song, it basically said, at the end of the day, life goes on. You have to keep going, because what you going to do? You going to crawl up and die? No. You got to keep moving forward. And no matter if it's difficult news, good news, whatever news it is, you got to keep moving forward. And I think that you can take some time to regroup, but that doesn't mean that you just take 6 months and sit there and say you're regrouping.
Right. Crawl into a hole. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
But that's on everybody's timeline. But what I'm saying is the timeline should be acknowledge what's happened and then keep going. But always remember that things will happen and you just have to keep going on doing what you need to do. So I'm a prime example of that right now. You'll never know you'll never know that I carry so much. Like you don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, but yeah, that's just what it is.
Yeah. And I feel you on that too. Like, we deal with so much on a daily, but one, we got so many people that depend on us in our houses, in our lives, where you know, we're not afforded to fall into some of those deep depressions, crawl into some of those holes, because I got too many people that depend on me. So, you know, it's
you got work to do.
We got work to do. So, yeah.
Like when your kid's sick, you ain't got time. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, everybody have your moments. If you're dealing with something, grief, how you grieve. But just be mindful that, you know, life does go on. And you know, you figure out a way to go on the best way you can and as soon as you can, and unapologetically too, because we all wear stuff differently. Some people we wear it in a healthy manner, some that's not so healthy. But as most of us, and we just two men talking right now, two real men that are the head of our households, and big factors in our families overall, I'm not afforded to kind of crawl in the holes for too long. You know what I'm saying?
Pick up the pieces and keep it moving.
Yeah, I got to.
You got to perform. That's the thing about it. It's like when I be like situations like this or whatever, I'm battling everything. It's like, okay, I got to get back in the ring though. I got to get back up and perform. It's like, it's like when you like got the flu and your kid's A1. 100%, and they run around. You can't afford to sit down and be like, I'm sick. Let me get some time.
Bro,
no.
Bro, I was just in Florida this past weekend with the family, right? And you know, last week I felt like crap. Like, and I'm still not all the way well. But I couldn't cancel the family trip. I had to get out there and be active. Walking, I'm talking, bro. I felt like crap, throat hurting, body, feeling crazy. Yeah. I couldn't just lay in the Airbnb. You know what I'm saying? But that's that. So let me get to a couple more. Dorsey had put in there, he said he was willing to put in the work. Some people don't have the kinds of work ethic. Some people still focus on that fast money. Absolutely. And I talked to a lot of, you know, I've talked to a lot of my friends, families, whatever else, that's still in the trenches. And we talk about that transition from the fast money to the slow money. And I don't, you know, I don't talk down on anybody. I just talk light, right? Like actual long-term actually sense. And some people don't want to let go of that fast money. You know what I'm saying?
What is fast money?
Fast.
Yeah, what are we talking about here? Because I told you I'm animated. What is fast money? Everybody want to talk about money. Money, listen. What's fast money? 200 and what? Because let's do the real math on them hours, right? So fast money, you getting it. You think you're getting up. Whatever you're doing to hustle, you might $200 in 2 hours or whatever, how long it take you, but at the end of the, you ain't doing just 8 hours,
right?
Out there from sun up to sundown. Right. So you add that up. You out there 12 plus hours. How is that fast money? Last time I checked, that was slow money.
Man, I'm trying to tell you.
And you got to do that consistently for seven days to catch up with me.
So the thing is, it depends on how you hustling, right? So I'm talking legal versus illegal, whatever. And I'm not going to
illegal.
No, I'm saying. And I know that too, but what I'm saying is I'm not talking on that, right? But I get it. But what I'm saying is the same type of bread, because I always tell people the hood taught us the same stuff. We just hustle it differently. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I know how to make quick money legally. I literally have done it. You get what I'm saying? Certain contracts that I get or something else like that. In an hour, I can, like I told you, me and Alex have done the math. I know that's not what they talking about. I'm just trying to tell you that if you're so addicted to quick money, then you need to figure out a better business model for yourself that's maybe legal. Because just because it's legal don't mean it's got to come slow either. That's what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? I'm not
right.
I'm trying to elevate the mindset. You know what I'm saying? I got the slow money coming in, but I also make fast money too. And it's all legal money. Is what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying? Because I like
they don't get it though. I like to
make a quick buck because I like working smarter than harder too. So I don't want to sit there and work 10, 12, 15, 16 hours. You understand what I'm saying? If I can make the same money in an hour that's gonna take you a week to make, then I'm gonna do that.
How you doing that though? You gotta tell them
it's the mindset, bro, and it's the hustle. It's the grind.
Oh, Greg, it's I want investment. You to tell them. I'm not telling you tell them exactly what, like. But I'm saying, how do you do that? How? Because you have to teach these people how to transition from, they don't know nothing about the other side. That we got to teach them that. They don't know how to get the fast money in a lawful way. They gonna, because surely they can't think fast money is corporate money. How you doing it?
Right.
So I'll give you an example. I won't say how you do it, but I'll give an example. Okay? So let's just say I was doing, and I've done this before with computers. When I was living in Austin, I ran a computer business where I was working at the Geek Squad, but I was also doing computers on the side. And when I say fast money is if I got to change out a hard drive in the computer, if I got to change out the keyboard or something, my neighbor need this done. This one lady I worked with for like a week, older lady, she needed some work on her computers. So I would go over there, fix a hard drive, fix a printer, whatever it was, and make like $150 in like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That's fast money, legally. See what I'm saying? Hanging the TV. I've hung TVs and stuff like fast money, like $100 for like 30 minutes. See what I'm saying? And also you can get contracts and doing stuff like that. And I've done that before too. I've set up contracts with like companies. Like I was a Dell certified technician part order, so I could order parts directly from Dell and I would put in the parts for companies, fix their computers, fast money. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's something we could talk about all day long. Taylor said, somebody you went to Butler with.
Yes, sir. That's Taylor Clarkson. Yeah, I know exactly who he is. That's my guy.
Yeah,
Butler Bulldog right there.
Yeah, hey, Taylor say your phone is money. Always be hustling.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely. You get it.
Absolutely.
If I said, but give yourself permission to feel no matter what the needs of others is necessary. Absolutely. I will say that too. You know what I'm saying? I can relate to that because I'm a go-getter. Bro, a go-getter. Most men, real men, and most real responsible adults are go-getters. It's okay. We've talked about this before, to take your time to have feelings. It is not okay to be numb to everything. I'm a victim of that. Always trying to be hard for everything. And you end up really hurting yourself and breaking yourself on the inside.
Yeah.
But we were just more so like, just remember, like you say, take your minute, take your time, whatever you need, and get back to it. You know what I'm saying? Take your minute, take your time. If you're able to cry, cry. If you need to scream, scream. You need to go take a walk, take a walk. You need to take a drive, take a drive. You get what I'm saying? You need to take a nap. I don't know. Whatever you need to do.
Whatever you
get
do.
Get to it. Yeah. Get over, and get to it and get back to it, because life going life.
That's one for that one about the bad news. Whatever you need to do to release that emotion, go ahead and do it. But at the end of the day, we got to get back to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because life goes on. So, you know, I mean, we starting. We ain't even get into the topic today.
I mean, let's just keep going, because it leads into it, though.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So
it just leads into it.
So, boom. So, you know, we dropped the episode on Monday. YOLO. Which
let me
would
preface
be
this 1 second, Greg, because I'm really aggravated off of this.
Why do you tell me you got so much on your mind, fool?
No, it's just this one thing, man. I hate seeing people struggle. I just hate it. And, you know, we about IOU redemption. We about that. But I just hate seeing people struggle. So I'm when I talk, I'm going to lead into this YOLO, because this, again, this is why this is titled that. But go ahead. Finish that intro.
I'm just saying, bro, the title for today is, it's an extension and a breakdown. It's the live session of the YOLO episode that we dropped on Monday. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're going to dive into that and some thoughts around that, and maybe get people to think of it in a different perspective than what most of us have for many years when we think of you only live once. That's what I had. Yeah, that's what I had, man.
We want to make it known that most of the time people bring up the acronym YOLO, mm-hmm. or you only live once. That's usually said right before we're about to do something stupid.
Reckless. Yeah.
Right. And we are not talking about that.
No.
We're actually trying to tell you that you only live once. Mm-hmm. So make the most of it. You understand what I'm saying? Make the most of your time here on this earth, because you don't know what's going to happen. But
yeah, we started it off with the YOLO, with, you know what I'm saying, focusing on your life, right? Yeah. So we already just told you, we're not thinking of the YOLO in the terms of what, you know, like the buzzword, because it is a buzzword. And like you said, people use it for excuses to do something irresponsible, reckless, or whatever else. Drake or whoever started that term, made a song about it, and people started using that like they used their zodiac signs, like I said. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like an excuse to live recklessly.
Stupid.
To do something stupid. You know what I'm saying? And I just want people to think of it in another term. You know what I mean? Like, because they're right. YOLO, you do only live once. You'll never live this life again. So with this one life that you're living, what are you doing with it? You know what I'm saying? I would say, you know, the term to me make me want to focus up even more. It's a reminder for me to focus up, take it a little serious. You know what I'm saying? Have my fun, but still take life serious. You know what I'm saying? Don't live it as careless as what the term is or the way it's been used. So, you know, when I say living your life, you know, by your, you know, not by what society is telling you, not what you see on social media, not what you see from all these influences, or that you see on the TikToks, or these people on Instagrams and all these famous artists and whatever else, because most of them live in false lives anyway, to be honest with you. And then they're poisoning you, especially, you know, how can I put this? A weak mind can easily be influenced. Right. Yeah. So if you already kind of trying to, you know, you just not thinking right, you'll go down all type of rabbit holes trying to live somebody else's life. So, you know, with that mindset, that's what I be trying to tell people. Make sure that you're living the best life that you can live to your standards, and not the standards of anybody else when it comes to YOLO.
Yeah, and I want to say that again, when you have other people who are looking up to you, people that you are solely responsible for,
right?
People that you might have a church family, you might have, I don't know, little kids that admire you from your old high school days, whatever it is. Somebody's looking up to you, and you have a responsibility. And I bring this up because, again, I'm going back to what kind of got me amped up is that why do we get so relaxed with situations of despair in our life? So, like, let me give you an example. If we know we riding in the car that ain't got no power steering fluid,
right?
We know that every time we go to crank it up in the morning, it's right, it's doing that. We know the fuel tank gauge, we know it's a half tank, but it's probably half empty,
right?
Because the fuel tank gauge is broke.
Hey, we've been there though.
I'm speaking on all this because I've been there all of this. But right. The difference is my mindset, I want to do something about it. Other people, mm-hmm. they get comfortable with it. And it starts it. This is not a thing where people are like, no, I'm good right here. I'm blessed. You ain't, no, you're not. Listen. The people who are blessed are the people who are blessed, and you know they blessed. They ain't nobody walking around here. Listen, God, you have all the riches that He gives you. You can't be no godly person if you lazy, you ain't got nothing to your name. We the highest. So you can't be comfortable with those different things where your car ain't running, this and that, and you ain't doing nothing about it. What can you change about your situation to allow you to have better things in life, to be better in society? And what I'm saying is that if you don't be careful, when you do have kids, when you have your kids sit here and watch, they watch you and they see the cars breaking down like that and you look like you're okay about it. When that happens to them, yeah, I know about this. I'm used to this. They're not used to being like trained to think, man, this is not right. This is not how we supposed to be living. Let me go do what I need to do on this job so I can get me a new car. If you fly on the plane and it's turbulence, if you see the flight attendant is calm, you're going to be calm. But if you see that flight attendant shaking and like nervous, you probably gonna know something is wrong right now, right?
Right.
So it all depends on who the head honcho is in the group. If they're okay with us living like this, then I think it's normal.
They will think it's normal.
They're gonna think it's normal. So everybody who go and have kids and then they're direct influences, and now you're teaching your child to do the exact same things that you're doing, everything from your habits to your thinking, everything. And I think it's a toxic situation that we never check. And this is why I bring up the point of you only live once, because guess what? After you live your life, when we talk about legacies again,
right?
You just left a legacy for that person to continue doing what you're doing. And that's why we never break the cycle.
No. And the thing with that is, bro, I want to go back a couple things. You can still, I think my issue is when people try to make it sound like, oh, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good, I'm happy, or whatever. And I know you're not happy. You're just saying that because it sounds good. And you're lying to yourself. And you may actually have a few more people around you to tell you that you happy, right? So,
yeah.
And they misconstrue it by saying that person's just confident, right? Or something else like that. Be like, that's not confidence. That's you, society's lying to you and you lying to yourself. You know what I'm saying? So I would just say, no matter where you at, like you said, especially if you got kids and stuff, man, like they do look to you. My kids look to me for everything, the good moments, the bad moments. When something get broke, they look to daddy to get it fixed. You know what I'm saying? Whatever else.
Yeah.
And I have those money conversations with them. Let them know, all right, this is why we hustle. All right, I got to go get this. You know what I'm saying? And I let them see money be exchanged from hands and stuff sometimes. or talk that. That way they know it don't just happen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I had to go to work to us to get this. I had to grind for us to get this. Or, you know what I'm saying? So, and I explained to them maybe when we make a big purchase, like, okay, this is what we was working for. This is what we was grinding for. That's why you seen me do this or do that. You get what I'm saying? So it makes sense to them.
Yeah.
So now they know, right? They're learning work ethic, but then they also are learning from a man's perspective what a man is supposed to get up and go do too, which is a whole right. other conversation. You know what I'm saying? You see dad.
Let's talk about it.
You see dad doing what a man supposed to do. You know what I mean? And a lot of guys want women to treat them like a man, but you living like a kid, bro.
You living like a kid.
You can't. Yeah. Like, I think that a man should be masculine, and a woman's, how can you put this? A woman being feminine should be protected. Right. Yeah. And I'm not saying, cause I can't deal with no weak woman. Like, Alex had to be strong to deal with me, cause I require a lot. Like, I'm gonna put that pressure on you. You get what I'm saying? So, but what I'm saying is, as a man though, it's bigger than just my age. Like, I live that. You understand what I'm saying? I'm naturally a protector. I'm a provider. I'm an earner, bro. I'm gonna go get it. You understand what I'm saying? I don't make excuses.
Yeah.
And I see that a lot too. So I will say with YOLO, that's another thing. And that's just geared towards the men. Because that's why I don't kick it with a lot of men. That's why I can't relate to a lot of different men. And people want to be like, man, I want you to get to close to this guy. Or I can't get close to a man that don't stand on similar principles or any principles. Or just, you know what I'm saying? You don't stand for nothing. Or you just like, you living like a little kid, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I guess this is the spot that, like, explain that living like a little kid. What you doing? What is the person doing? Hold on, I'm gonna let you answer. But like, a lot of people be thinking that you standing on business because, and I have to say it like that, business, you're standing on business, okay, for all the people, correct terms. But a lot of people think that you might have got your kids some groceries, right, mm-hmm. via food stamps, okay, mm-hmm. and I have to talk this way, yeah. via food stamps, right. you might have got your kids, the new Jordans, you might have them in fashion. You might, but like, that's not what we talking about. We talking about showing the work ethic. We talking about like what you was just explaining, how money is exchanged while we're doing this and the reward that we get from doing this. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the true value behind, and I bring up food stamps because I don't want people to be comfortable with that. See, that's what I'm talking about. I understand the government is assisting you, right? But have some willpower and some backbone to be like, man, I want to show my seeds, like, how I'm actually getting this money. We going out working for it, and we're spending it, what we get.
Yeah. I mean, I would say to that, bro, go through what you go through, right? Because I've been there, bro.
Everybody has.
So what I'm saying is, it's okay to go through for the people. It's okay to go through what you go through, but be delivered from that. You understand what I'm saying?
Deliver yourself.
Deliver yourself from that to be able to look back at that and say, look at what we did.
Yes.
Look at what we overcame. Man, I'm proud of me. Man, I'm proud of us. You understand what I'm saying?
You got to get some victories in there.
Right. Right.
And we never see victories. For the kids never see victories.
Right. That way you can go back and look at it and be like, you know what? Man, I remember when we was, you know, in that situation, going through that storm for them couple years or that 6 months, whatever that was, however long your storm is, but to be delivered from it and put yourself in a position to turn that around, boy, that feeling there, you can't put a price on. Feeling there, you know what I'm saying? It's like when you wasn't able to pay for something a certain kind of way and you able to pay for it now for your kids, or y'all able to do something, man, that pays dividends. That's some stuff that lives and it motivates your kids. If you died today, that'll motivate your kids to be like, man, I remember when I was a shorty, man, we was poor. Like, we was this, that, and the third. And then my dad maybe went back to school, or my dad got a certification or something, or he got his barber's license or something. He started cutting hair. Yeah. Life got better for us. Instead of taking a bus, we got a car. And we went from getting an apartment to a house. Like, you know, like that type of stuff. Like, that's rewarding. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? I'm not saying everybody got to go out and be a billionaire, but you can be better. And you can make it out of storms, and you can be delivered, but you got to put that work in.
You got to teach them. Like again, like you talk about being a barber. You talk about going back to school. Like, think about this. How can someone who didn't graduate tell their child to go graduate? Think about that. Like, you're not going to be taken too seriously. I'm not saying that it happens. Like, of course, we all see that all the time. But I'm saying you put yourself at a significant battle when you don't accomplish something that you're telling your kids to accomplish, or anybody.
The only way
they have no skin in the game.
No, the only way that's going to work is if you're being brutally honest with your kids about what y'all don't have. And then you
tie that back. Yeah.
And you tie it back to it and being brutally honest with them, putting yourself out there and just being like, hey, and I know you don't want to be in a position to keep telling your kid, don't be like me. You get what I'm saying? Like, don't be like me. Don't be like me. Don't be like me. Because then you're constantly putting yourself down to your kids.
Yeah.
You want to set that standard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which kind of goes into some of the stuff we were saying before. Like, don't wait. You know what I mean? Life happens. You know what I mean?
Don't wait. Yeah. That life, part right there.
Yeah. Don't wait. When we talk about YOLO, you only live once. Don't wait till you get 40, 35, 40 years old, 50 years old to try to straighten up your life. Do it the moment you gain knowledge. And the quicker you can gain knowledge, the better your life will be. Like I said, whether it's working jobs or certain things. Okay, for example, I'm going to put this like this. When we talk about don't wait. So I remember early on in my career, I remember listening to, and I've always been a good listener, bro. Listening to one of the old heads on the job, had a you know great paying job, and I was working second shift. This was right when we moved to Indianapolis, and Rosie was young, and I knew I wanted to be there for her. Like, I took the job because it was great money, one of them lifer jobs. You know what I'm saying? When I was working at Allison, and you know, the first shift supervisor, me and him was talking, because I was second shift supervisor, and we was talking. And he was just talking about family. We was talking about kids. He like, man, you really love your daughter. You know, whatever else. I said, yeah, and I want to be there, whatever else.
Yeah.
He was telling me like, hey, don't get too caught up on this second shift. You know what I'm saying? He told me, because he was on first shift. He said, just like me, he was like, you want to make a ton of money, don't you? I said, I'm going to run it up. Because I told myself straight out of college, I want to make six figures.
Yeah.
Because that was uncommon from where we from at that age. I just wanted six figures, and I didn't care how I get it. I'm going to work sun up to sun down, right? So he told me his story. He told me the story, and I won't say his name, but he told me that he worked his butt off at a young age like that, but took every shift, is what I'm saying. He took every shift he could take. He didn't really care about the family. He had a wife and kids, whatever, but all he thought about was the money and being loyal to the company.
Yeah.
And then by the time he started really thinking about family and putting family first and raising his kids and being there, like actually want to go to their games and schools, whatever, his wife had fell in love with the pool guy, the guy that was coming to clean their pool. They had a relationship, whatever else. And by the time he got the first shift, she was already she lost that connection with him. And she took his kids to Florida, and they moved to Florida. The story gets crazier. Then after some, you know, the boys grow up. They need to go stay with their dad. Come stay back with the dad. Mom can't do it by herself. The boys turn into men. So they come back to Indiana to come live with him now, right? But he don't have the same connection that he used to have with his boys when they were small kids. You know what I mean? They don't really.
Yeah.
It ain't there. So one of his sons fell into a deep depression and committed suicide. So, I mean, when he was telling me this, he was dang near tearing up because he was telling me I wasted all that time trying to put into this company and working this shift, whatever. And by the time I got my boy back, we didn't know each other, and his mind state wasn't right. And he eventually ended up committing suicide. It's one of the saddest stories you could ever hear. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
So when I say don't wait, right now I'm able to go to, Rosie told me the other day, she's like, Dad, do you notice you're the only parent at all the practices? I'm at every practice and every game. I can do the field trips. I can come to whatever I want to because of the sacrifice. And I'm only 35. I'm talking about the sacrifice I made when I was 22, 21. People know me, right? They know my non-negotiable is my family, my time.
Why don't other people do that, though?
because they don't have enough people around them telling them that. And the thing is this, especially when I got kids, bro, I took it personal because I'm only going to have one chance to raise them. I'm not going to be able to redo this. I can get another job. I know how to make money. I've been hustling my entire life. I'm going to go get a dollar. But to sacrifice the time, like with my kids, I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be there. I want to be in the stands. I want to be able to support. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just be a wallet. And I was for a while. You get what I'm saying? You got the bank account fat, but I mean, you could keep sending people to go shopping, but are you there? Are you present? Because that's what kids gonna remember.
Let me get into that. So
go ahead.
Lou Williams or something, the basketball player. I don't remember his name. I don't even care.
He a player, but go ahead.
All right, but whatever.
go ahead.
He came on a podcast and he was like, listen, he's like, once he like stopped getting his big NBA check,
yeah,
he said he had a culture shock. Mm-hmm. Because he said at that point, when he stopped playing ball and he was at home more, because you know MLB, NBA, all they're gone all the time. They ain't at what? Home.
No.
So he said once he stopped and he was at home, he now had to deal with his significant other, his wife. Mm-hmm. It was his wife, right? I don't know if he's talking about himself or just speaking in general, but he said people have to deal with their wives, right? Mm-hmm. Or women have to deal with their husbands, right? Mm-hmm. And now they have to figure out how to deal with this person, how to live with this person, how to make decisions with this person, how to, you know, it ain't just about sex, right?
Right.
It ain't about that no more. Like, you now, you can't just be like, have a discussion and then be like, all right, whatever, because I'm going on a 10-day road trip now. We got away games and then come back, right? Sweeping under the rug. Now you got to actually live with that person, wake up, deal with it again, then go eat breakfast, deal with it again, then to it's solved, right? That's real life. And he said that's why he think a lot of people who come from professional sports get divorced, because now they got to figure out how to actually live with this person. They can't, like you just said, they can't just be a wallet. They can't just be like, okay, we had a disagreement. Here, go to the mall, go shopping. Mm-hmm. That doesn't solve it anymore. See what I'm saying? No. Now you got to take the time to actually do it and live through it. So, yes, it ties back into this thing about YOLO. You only live once, because while you sitting up here, you might, like in the sports, you gone, right? You making the money, you doing that, but you always gone. Same thing with people doing overtime over and over and over at the jobs. Why are you comfortable with that? Why? You missing out on so many things that you can't get back. So now when you turn around and look at it, you haven't taught your people no values. You haven't taught them how to use money. All they seen was the money was coming in. You bought them something with it, but they don't know the value of it. And right. That's why we get in this box where we come out and not everybody talk about financial literacy, but can't nobody actually explain it. You ever heard somebody try to explain it? Everybody always say it, right? Everybody say, man, we need it. Yeah, but nobody be like, well, what's the first step in financial literacy?
Right.
It just stops there. Just think about it. If every conversation you have somebody and they say we need financial literacy, nobody ever goes into it.
Mm-hmm. They really don't. Now I think about it. I'm thinking about conversations I've had. You're absolutely correct. But hold on. Nobody ever explains it. Nah, they don't get into it. They don't get into it, man. But what I would say, let me back up just a little bit. Understand these comments. Understand that it's coming from people who's done this stuff. And I've listened to other people who's done this stuff and that's failed in some of the mindsets that I thought was completely right. That's why, you get what I'm saying? I've always listened to people like old heads, like that, not just any old head, but old heads that actually have some sense still. I understand that. I find value in elders that really still act like elders and conduct themselves like elders, not just people that's older than you, because you could be an old fool. You could be a young fool. But to be so closed-minded like a lot of young people are at times, that's why you don't get ahead. You get what I'm saying? I've listened to elders my entire life, which has put me in positions in a different mindset than people that's my age, where, you know what I mean? That's why we got some of these stories. Some of these stories that we say, people would think that you 50, 60 years old and don't have these type of stories that we have.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? I was having these stories as a teenager at 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why we were able to do certain things early on. But it goes right into what I was going to say next too. With we talked about with YOLO is living with no regrets. Living with no regrets. And one of the key things I remember saying is if you ever, and I know everybody out there has heard people talk about them shoulda, coulda, woulda stories. You know, I coulda did this, I shoulda did that, I had a chance to do this, whatever else. Hear what they saying, but also look at them. They're really crying on the inside. They really hurt because they got that much regret to where they just got this long laundry list of the shoulda, coulda, wouldas, but I didn't. You know what I'm saying? If you can avoid that at all costs, do that, please. Because when we start talking about like mental health and stuff, if you got a bunch of regrets, your mental health is going to be poor. I'm telling you, if you got 30 things that you should have, could have did with your life, or you could be doing, you're not doing, you can't tell me you got good mental health. You can't tell me you're in a good space. You understand what I'm saying? And you're probably going to end up starting to project that around people around you that don't even deserve it. Taking it out on maybe your spouse, your kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to become get this jealous spirit. Now you find yourself hating on people for no reason. Jealous.
Hey.
Talking smack about people from the bleachers. You know what I mean? When you could have been in the game, when you was in the game. But what did you do when you was in the game? You understand what I'm saying? It all hang out in the same neighborhood. If you a hustler and you got stuff going on and you got motion in your life, you don't have time for all this. Think about how much stuff we got to get caught up on. Like that people be watching every day in other people's lives. And I'll be like, I ain't know that. I ain't see that. Oh, I'm late to the party.
Cause man, people always, they always download. And I said this before. It's too many downloaders.
Yes.
Nobody ever uploads anything to the content world. You see what I'm saying? Everybody want to sit there and scroll on Instagram, scroll on Facebook. And it's just so, even like right now with the rappers, man, like people like kind of bashing J. Cole because he apologized to Kendrick Lamar and all that. You know what I'm saying? Here's the thing about that. I want everybody to know that J. Cole, he came into the game saying that he's not a street dude, right? And I truly believe that he's trying to avoid not getting into a rap beef. Lil Baby said this the best. He said, I'm in this business to handle the business, and beefing is not a part of the business.
Yeah.
It's that simple. You know when something is going, just like when me and you out somewhere, we can smell it, like something bad from the happen. We like, yeah, we out of here.
We out of here.
That man know what he's doing. He knows something bad gonna come out of this. The thing is bigger than we see it, but the world wants blood, like he said. And the thing is that everybody wants to get on. They want to see like action. They want to see things happen. And they're not talking about good things. They want to see some action. So that's why people scrolling. Everybody want to scroll and see what's happening. What's instead of handling your own business.
He messed up though, bro. He did mess up where he.
We know everybody had mistakes. Yeah, I know that.
I understand that. Like, and I'm a Cole fan for sure. I'm just. You can't play smart. You can't. How can I put this? Okay. I tell Rosie all the time, you get in trouble when you stop thinking, right? In every room that I'm in, I don't stop thinking. I don't hang in rooms where I dummy down.
But say what you're trying to say about that,
though. What I'm trying to say is he's a very smart guy, right?
Right.
J. Cole's a very smart guy, knowledgeable guy, a woke guy. We've heard all of this. We've been following his career. Right. You made a stupid move by dissing somebody publicly, putting it out. And it was hot, too. Fire, beat cold and everything. Crazy. And then be like, I'm sorry. It's kind of like too late for the sorry.
No, it's not, Greg. I can tell you why. I can tell you why. Here's the thing. You got to understand that. And this goes back to our platform, our talk about influence, right?
Right, right, right.
And I'm going to tell people this. Rappers have one of the most dangerous jobs. It amazes me. I'm going to break this down. It amazes me how we, and it's purely us, like, because that's our culture, rap. We, as African-Americans, we use rap as a pedestal to climb out of the hood, to climb out of the violence and everything, right? Mm-hmm. But guess what? in order to make it anywhere in that rap, in that game right now, you got to touch on some of the points. Like, you got to use some of your influence that you had while you were down in the poverty to make you known. You see what I'm saying? And so when you do that, guess what comes with that? The same stuff that you try to leave behind. And it's so violent. Like, you got to, like your outfit, your chain, your things like that. You got to look the part as a rapper. And guess what? When you, it's so many rappers beefing with each other that you hop on somebody else's song trying to make some money. Nah, NBA Youngboy mad at you because you on a track with Lil Durk. And you ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
That's exactly how I be with them.
That's how it is. So it's all danger. So now you, as the type of person you are, you still from the hood. You left, that's still inside of you. And now you got thousands of people calling you because somebody done dissed you. Guess what? Your hood gonna come out. It's gonna, you telling me you wouldn't flip that switch too in the moment? All your everybody around you, like, no, come on, you gotta do this. You the best. Yeah. You're gonna respond how your peers are telling you to respond because you're overwhelmed. And guess what? You're gonna do it, and you're gonna do it well because that's how you want to do it, right? But then after, when you get by yourself in front of probably one or two people who really know your true growth and where you're trying to go in life, they're gonna help, they're gonna bring you back. They're gonna say, listen, okay, so who's to say that didn't happen to him?
Oh no, the thing is this. I'm not saying that it can't be, I'm not saying it can't be repaired, but as a man, okay, you don't have to take it any further. You made a mistake. You got to own that. So
exactly.
So if that man chooses to come back and smack you with a,
exactly. disc, and he said okay, that,
and then you just don't respond anymore because you did something as a man, right?
Exactly.
You have to own that. Yeah. Absolutely.
So that's what he did. And that's what I want to bring up to people is that it's standing on business. Like, now let's just take it this far. Now, he removed himself early from this. He was smart enough to say, I did that, but I'm going to take it back. If he dissed me, I don't care. I'm going to take it on the chin like he said he going to do. That's a man's move. See, that's the problem with society now. We think that we got to be all rah-rah and tough, and we got to listen to what everybody else wants us to do. I just told y'all, stop listening to what people telling you to do. We don't care about their opinions.
Oh, no.
You get influenced because we are still who we are inside. And if it comes to that, we're going to act out in our old ways and we get back into our own little habitat with just ourselves and our right set of mind. We're going to recant that thought.
Which me and you both have talked about it. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to have somebody like me explain this to you because you know everybody else.
Yeah. You know I've been there. Yeah.
Everybody's been there.
Yeah.
It's just you got to have the right people in your corner that's telling you, like, okay, that's okay that you're doing this.
That don't make you a situation. Right. That don't make you a punk. Man up. Take this. Do that. Adjust yourself. This. Protect the bag. Look at the big picture. Understand
the bigger picture.
You got things to lose. This chestnut checkers.
Exactly.
You know, whatever else. Yeah.
I guarantee you. Listen, Drake not going to do this. But I'm gonna tell you this, J. Cole, he's gonna get a lot of respect. Think about this from the bigger picture, man. When you got a person that just did like what J. Cole did, the industry and the people who own, it's always people who ain't got no money who telling you what to do, stuff they haven't even done before. Mm-hmm. They might be like mad at you or like back off you, but I promise J. Cole gonna get a whole bunch more business moves from like Johnson, whoever, because they like to see that. They like to see that, okay, this guy, he has his head screwed on right. He's doing this right. He could have jumped into that, but he didn't. He's about, watch. That's chess.
No,
see, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I definitely can believe it. I definitely can believe it. So, again, if people not listening, which I know everybody is, that still ties back into YOLO.
You only live once.
So, make mistakes. You're human. We are human. Learn from your mistakes. That's a part of living this life too. You understand what I'm saying? Without worried about the peer pressures and what society may think of you. When you know you done something wrong, that's okay. Own that. It go back to a few episodes ago. We said, say I'm sorry.
Yes, exactly.
My bad. I overstepped. I'm sorry. I am sorry. My bad. I overstepped. That don't make me no punk. That don't make me less than somebody. That's moving as a mature adult who got something to lose.
Yes. In your own growth, where you want to go as an individual.
And I'm going to walk away from every situation that you allow me to walk away from. You know what I'm saying? If I wrong somebody, I'm at the point of life now, like you say, I'm going to try to fix it immediately. My bad. Yes. I want you to know, hey, my bad. And that's not saying that I'm soft because or nothing like that, because like you said, we all still got that in us. You know what I mean?
But we trying to grow.
Yeah, my biggest regret is like when, like we said before, when I let something pull me back into a mindset that I've been delivered from. You know what I'm saying? Man, when I let somebody bring me out of character, bro, and everybody else may think that look cool, like, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, I'll be like, no.
You let yourself down. That's a thing,
say,
no. man.
I say, bro, that's not cool no more. That's not lit. That's not responsible. That's not cool, bro. Because I'm like, as cool as I am, when I get upset about something, bro, I'll probably be upset for like a week. Like
at yourself.
At myself, though. Like, how did I let that person or that situation bring me back to that mindset? Because
self-discipline.
Yeah, you know I hold myself, you know, most people like, let it go. Oh, let it go, man, let it go. I'll be like, no, nah, hold on real quick. Like, because I really could have did this. And I know better than that, but I let that get me out of character or let me act in a certain way. So I definitely get that. But go back to the no regrets, man, before we get out of here. And I just tell people with you only live once. The biggest thing I want you to take from this conversation, and if you want to see the full episode, again, it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
And where we had more of a settled conversation. But for the live sessions, you know, y'all, we give it to you raw and uncut. But I want you to understand this. When we say YOLO, we're saying YOLO not in the terms of you only live once and go crazy, live irresponsible, and just do a bunch of silly, stupid stuff. We're talking more in the sense of you do only live once. So have fun, enjoy your life. And I always tell people have fun, because some people would get it misconstrued because we talk so serious at times, like we don't. You know, we're saying don't have fun. You crazy. Like, yeah. I have a whole lot of fun. But my definition of fun has changed, to be honest with you, with age and with experience. The definition of fun has changed. And again, the links for the full episode is in the chat right now.
Yep.
So, you know, live your life. Be careful how many regrets you're starting to let build up, because that's going to affect your everyday. That's going to affect your mental state. And you don't want that to be your legacy. Hey, man, I knew G White, and all he did was talk about the stuff he could have did, should have did, would have did.
You remember
I told you before, like, I told you, and I'm just being blunt. I remember telling you, I was like, I'd be damned if I die with potential.
No, facts. That's just like, that's
I said,
just
I'd
like,
be damned if I die with potential. I don't want to be that. It's a bunch of people with potential.
You ever go around somebody? And they keep talking about the same story from like 20 years ago. Why do they keep bringing that up? Why do they keep bringing up what we did back then? What we like?
Because, man, it's nothing. It's nothing new that's happened. They're not doing anything new. No current. Nothing currently. I mean, I like talking about the old times, but I like talking about something we're doing currently too. You know what I'm saying? I don't regret all the bad times, but when we were younger.
What you doing now?
Right. What you got going now? Yeah, that part. And depending on who you're talking to, I found myself not here recently, but especially early on, like staying away from that question. Like you may go back to the hood, or you go back to somewhere, or talking to somebody in your family, and they ain't doing it, you know. And you know, like, hey, what you been up to? Or they telling you because they see what you've been up to, and then you get ready to ask them, like, what you been on? And you just like, dang, maybe I shouldn't have asked that. Like, you start feeling bad. But that goes back to survivor's remorse, that they call it, to where you start just feeling bad about your accomplishments because of maybe the environment you come from and people that maybe have or haven't done that or whatever else. So you start feeling bad and start wearing that burden like it's yours to bear. But it's really not. We all got 24 hours in a day. And I've been very careful with people I feel sorry for, especially because I know plenty of people who had a better start than me, so to speak, or maybe some opportunities afforded to them that I didn't have and I had to create it for myself.
Yeah.
So that victim role and that mentality, just be careful who you feel sorry for too.
And I don't feel sorry for nobody right now. I'm kind of, I just want people to do better. I don't have time for excuses. And I just want, before, I don't, listen, it I don't like to be too hard on people, but I think that people got to really, everybody who watching this got to really assess their situation right now.
Right.
If you knew better, you would do better. If you seen how life should be, your living conditions, your children's living conditions, the opportunities that present themselves, your business networks, your connections, all of that, please tap into that. Change your situation right now. We got to stop wasting time. We got to get it right now. Look yourself in the mirror. Let's get it right now. Let's go right now.
Yep. The president's the only time you got. That's guaranteed.
Only time.
Only time you got is right now.
And that's the only time is guaranteed right now.
So, you know, I'll wrap it up with that, bro. Yeah. That was YOLO. That was the the live after YOLO. Good conversation with everybody today. Good dialogue. You know, without further ado, I'm gonna give y'all back y'all evening. You know, this was All You Redemption Podcast. Live session again. Make sure that you continue to tap in, like, share, subscribe, hit the YouTube for the full versions of these episodes. For the full episodes, we keep them and we drop every Monday for the full episodes. And we see you back same time next week. So without further ado, it's your boy G White,
Big Speaker,
and we out.